fewer people rode state ferries last year. The drop in foot and vehicle traffic followed 3 years of increases. But officials say the numbers are coming back up. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Alaska Marine Highway System sold about 318,000 passenger tickets in 2009. That's almost 7% fewer than the previous year. The system also booked about 109,000 vehicles in the same period. That's a little more than a 1% drop. Ferry Chief Jim Beadle says the sluggish economy was a factor, but mechanical breakdowns and accidents had the biggest impact.
Some of the problems that you see in Southeast Alaska with the drop in traffic was, 2 months of service without the fast ferries in it. May and June, the Sitka traffic, the Petersburg traffic, the Lituya traffic when it was out for a month.
The fast ferry Fairweather tied up with engine problems, and the Lituya went to the shipyard after blowing onto a reef. Most Southeast ports saw fewer ferry travelers in 2009. Only Angoon and Tenneke experienced increases. But most Southwest ports had more people getting on and off the ships. Beadle says Kodiak residents contributed to the increase.
They indicate their feelings are that it has to do with airplane fares. It's the increased charges and the decrease in the allowable baggage that you can take with you. That people are taking their rigs, going to Anchorage, doing shopping, and they're doing it because it's cheaper than it is on an airplane fare now.
The cutback in Southeast travel brought some worries. Wrangell lawmaker Peggy Wilson, who chairs the House Transportation Committee, says she's heard from a number of constituents.
Most of the people that have concerns are people that are in the tourism business, and their concerns about they're losing money, and they're seeing a downturn of anywhere from 20% to 35% of their normal patronage.
But Wilson, who also represents Petersburg and Sitka, is optimistic. She thinks the problem is the economy, not the ferries themselves.
Under normal circumstances, we would really be concerned about it. But under these circumstances, we're hoping that it'll pick up as the recession improves and things get better.
It looks like it already has. Beadle says 2010 numbers are better than 2009's.
We're not very far into the year, but our traffic is higher this year than it was last year at this period of time. And, especially right now, we have a lot less ships even running, and the numbers are still holding pretty steady.
Ferry ridership began to increase about 4 years ago, after 6 years of dropping numbers. Beadle says keeping the schedule consistent has helped.
People are figuring out how to take advantage of it. They're figuring out how to make it work for their businesses. And that's what happens when you have a consistent schedule, is people get used to it and they figure out how to make it work for themselves.
But ridership remains below the peak years of the early 1990s, when passenger numbers topped 400,000. That's 25% higher than it was last year. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.